The Jaguars back to work on Thursday. Jags looking for four straight wins for the first time since the 2007 season. And this Sunday, the Jags welcome in the Buffalo Bills. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen. J.P. Shattuck with you. The Jaguars back on the Florida Blue practice fields today. And we start off on the offensive line, where 14-year center Brad Meester is working again today. He was asked yesterday in the locker room if he would come back for a 15th season. He said, check back next week, and of course we will. Spotlight on Jordan Todman this week, the running back. If Maurice Jones-Drew cannot go on Sunday with that hamstring injury, Todman would make his first career start. And of course, Jones-Drew will try to get on the practice field Friday. Wide receiver Mike Brown looking to get some more work this week as well. It could depend on the status of Cecil Schwartz III. He didn't practice for the second day in a row with that same groin injury that's put him on the injury report throughout the season, but out 2 days in a row is notable. He's 223 yards away from 1,000 for the season. Now let's go behind enemy lines. The Buffalo Bills use a two-headed monster in the backfield. Their run game is exceptional. C.J. Spiller and Fred Jackson, of course, each over 600 yards for this season, both in the top 10 in the AFC in rushing yardage. And when Spiller gets loose, he can score from almost anywhere. Jackson, in his seventh season, he ranks third in Bills history in rushing yardage, and I'm going to guess he won't catch Thurman Thomas and O.J. Simpson. Former Bills linebacker, now Jaguars linebacker, Paul Posluszny said that the two-headed run game can be a challenge.
When you look at CJ, obviously his there's not a lot of people that can run as fast as he can. You know, it's as simple as that. And he has the ability to go, you know, to take a run for a touchdown at any moment. You know, he likes to bounce the ball outside and take off. Fred, more of a physical running back, you know, downhill runner, but I mean, we can't shortchange him either. You know, he has great speed as well. He has great cutting ability. So they're both, they're both very, very talented.
You guys have had some success against the run recently, too. And can that carry over to this
one? I mean, we started to play better against the run, but we have a huge challenge this week. So this will be a great opportunity for us to see where we're really at.
Time to hear from the Ozone. Why are the Jaguars so hot? Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier tells you why.
I'm John Osier with a view from the Ozone. And the Jaguars are hot. And with that comes the question, how in the world is this happening? But really, there's no mystery. As simple as it sounds, they're just playing better. They're running better. They're defending the run better. And maybe most of all, they're not making critical mistakes. Remember the first half of the season? Whenever the Jaguars might have a chance to get back in a game or stay in a game, there'd be a critical penalty or a mental error. With each would come a flood of emails. Oh, lack of discipline. Coaching. The skies have fallen. But really what was going on was the team still coming together. The roster was new. The staff was new. The schemes were new. That's a lot of new. And as things have become familiar, the hiccups have been fewer. Since the bye, the Jaguars haven't allowed a team to run for more than 100 yards. In the last three games, they've run for more than 100 in all of them. But also, the penalties are down, with just two unnecessary roughness penalties. That includes a questionable call on Winston Guy in Cleveland. They also have committed just five turnovers since the bye, and they forced 10. That's mistake-free football, and it's smart football. It's just plain better football. For the Jaguars, that's been winning football. And that means the answer to the question, how in the world is this happening? Well, it's really not a mystery at all.
The Jaguars wrap up Buffalo Bills week on Friday. We'll have all the coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen.